Do you feel it in the locker room, and you got to let the young guys know what this game is about?
Not yet. I mean, we got a long ways to go. If you're amped up now, you're going to be tired by the time game time comes. So, but they're the fun ones to play in, especially, you know, we need wins, and they know that. So they're going to try their best to knock us out of the playoffs, and it's it'll be a good one. And it's kind of cool that, whatever, I think I heard we have a chance to tie the all-time record. So that'll be fun to be a part of.
How about 12, what he's been going through? Got the hamstring, got the calf. He was slinging it against the Seahawks, and now he's banged up this week and got to go again. What's it like to see your guy who fighting through that kind of pain?
Yeah, he's battling. I mean, it's not fun. I've been in those situations, and those injuries are annoying and nagging and just not fun to deal with. So I know he's putting in the time and the effort and the work with the trainers and everything he can to be ready and be out there and perform. So we feel for him, but we know he'll be out there, and he's proven it before that he can still perform even though he's a little banged up.
And is there a danger of facing a team
knowing there'll be possible limited mobility?
We can't change anything we're going to do. We're going to do our best to get open just like we do every week.
Is there a danger in facing a team that's 3-10, has nothing else to play for, and can pull out all the stops?
I mean, it can, but we just got to be alert, stay true to our fundamentals, and then and read your keys, and everything will take care of itself.
As a receiver, do you do anything differently when it's that cold?
No, no. We prepared. We've been through it. This one will be interesting what it ends up being on Sunday. It changed drastically from what I looked at already. So
high up 2, I think.
My phone said -1, so we're heading the wrong direction.
What's colder this time of year, Soldier Field or Lambeau Field?
I think Chicago is, just because I think they get the wind. It's just, yeah, and their field's not near as nice, so that's always fun to deal with as well. But, you know, we've been down there before, down this road, so we'll be prepared. They got to deal with it too. You'll manage. Usually adrenaline, I mean, you can stay warm on the sideline with coats and heaters, and adrenaline will carry over when you're on the field. So,
do you yourself ever consider sleeves?
Not anymore, no. I did when I first got here because I wasn't playing as much, but if you're out there running every play, you stay warm enough.
Jordy, outside perception changes so quickly for any team in this league, obviously. You guys are down. Now all of a sudden, here come the Packers as a Super Bowl. How do you guys, I know you say even keel and all that stuff, but you made so much progress in the race by beating Seattle. How do you just deal with that with what's still ahead?
I mean, you got to stay focused. You got to take it week by week. I know it's cliche and everyone says it, no one believes it, but it is a week by week business. If it's with your job, if it's the way we're playing, everything can change drastically within a week. So if we, think just because we beat Seattle last week the way we did, it's going to carry over to Chicago, then we'll be fooled and could be sitting home in January. So we got to make sure we're prepared this week and be ready to go play on Sunday.
Jordy, everybody's hurt to some degree this time of year, so I don't want to make it sound like Aaron's the only one who's playing hurt by any means. But you weren't here yet for Favre, but I'm sure you've heard stories. What does it do for your team when your quarterback does play hurt? Because a lot of other teams, they lose guys at the quarterback position, and he obviously does touch the ball every play.
Well, what he does for offense is huge and very important. I mean, no offense to Brett. He's put in a lot of work and is preparing for if that situation comes. But what Aaron can present from just a mental aspect, let alone what he can do physically, makes a difference. So it's one of those things that I think quarterbacks understand that, and they do their best to be out there. You can kind of tweak some things to put them in situations to handle the situation they're in. But I think he knows how important it is, and if he's able to go, he's going to be out there.
What are some of the traits that make receivers good in the red zone? What do they need to do down there that makes them effective?
Nothing different than anything else. I mean, it's all about being fundamentally sound and creating separation. So I don't think there's drills we work on in the red zone that we don't use out in the field. So they're just different routes and concepts just because of the tight spaces. But at the end of the day, it's about, making the plays and creating separation.